Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Very sorry it is a little bit late today. It's been a Thursday that has felt like a Monday, and I cannot wait to get to Friday. It's January 15th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Tesco. Yeah, we know the supermarket chain, don't we? Well, they've been struggling for a little bit now, haven't they? But apparently, they've got an idea that may just draw those customers in, or at least the wealthy ones. Tesco has launched a Google Glass shopping app. Tesco Labs, which is the people behind the app, describe it as a basic version of its grocery app available on the iOS and Android devices. The app, called Grocery Glassware, you can browse Tesco products, look at nutritional information, and add items to a basket with a few verbal commands and just a few taps. Okay, this is kind of how it works. Now, being the fact that you're going to wear your Google glasses, I don't know, 24 hours a day, yeah, like we all do that, it's going to be able to scan your fridge, you look in your fridge, okay, I'm low on milk. It's going to be able to scan that. It's going to be able to tell Tesco that, yo, you're low on milk, and then the delivery van's supposed to come to your door and then give you milk. It is kind of futuristic, although Tesco is saying there's still quite a few bugs to iron out. Tesco says, we want to ensure that we have the means in place to allow customers to shop whenever they want and however they want. That's why we're testing the possibilities of Google Glass. Hey, I think it's cool. It's cool to look at my fridge and go, yeah, I'm out of this, and then the delivery van pops up. Sweet. Do I think it's going to help Tesco's business? No, no, no. Apple has issued a stern warning to abusers of its App Store refund policy in Europe. Now, recently, Apple did this thing for users of the App Store in Europe, that the no-questions-asked refund for app purchases that, for whatever reason, didn't work out for you, so they give you your money back. It applies for purchases via iTunes, the iBook Store, and customers were given 14 days to ask for their money back if they weren't satisfied. Well, like anything, people are taking advantage of that. You're getting a lot of cases where people, okay, they bought a $10 game on the App Store, they played it, they're sick of it, 2 weeks later they want their money back. Don't get me wrong, I think it's great to have a return policy, especially 14 days. The U.S. needs something like this for sure. And many other places in the world would be nice to see a 14-day trial period too. But come on, you sneaky little devils out there, don't ruin it for all of us, please. Samsung Tizen OS, or Tizen, I don't even know how you say this. If I got it wrong, send me hate mail. There's been rumors for so many years about this kind of operating system coming from Samsung, and finally today it has landed. It's called the Samsung Z1, and it went on sale in India today. The Z1 is a much lower-end device, and it has a 4-inch WVGA screen, 3G data, 1.2 GHz dual-core processor, 768 megabytes of RAM, and a 3.1 megapixel camera. All of these lovely features can be yours for $90. The interesting thing about this phone is the kind of hate that I've been seeing about it on the internet. Apparently, this thing was supposed to be released in 2013 and was supposed to be a very high-end model from Samsung. Then it was scratched. Then it came up a year later again and said it would be a mid-range device and would be released in Russia. And then that went absolutely nowhere. Now, finally, after all these years, it comes out as a low-end device and apparently to most people, a big disappointment. Sounds like Samsung's just trying to get their feet wet a little bit with their new OS and trying to break away from Google. You're going to have to do a little bit better than a $90 phone, though, to do that. Come on, Samsung, dive on in. Mozilla has released the version 35 of its popular Firefox browser, and there's been a big performance boost with a bunch of fixes and an easier-to-use version of its free cross-browser video chat app, which is called Firefox Hello. Firefox Hello works across all WebRTC-supported browsers, including Chrome and even Opera. Another cool thing about Firefox Hello, it doesn't require users to sign up. But if you do, it allows you to add contacts and then call them directly when they're online. The performance improvements include support for MP4 video on Mac OS X, finally, better dynamic styling, and a new button for an existing feature called Firefox Share. And that allows users to share links via Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Gmail, and so on, and so on. I've not been able to test this out myself, still kind of a diehard Chrome fan, but from what I've been reading online, this Firefox 35 looks pretty good. Daily Motion has released a live streaming gaming platform, and they want to compete purely with Twitch. Just like Twitch, Daily Motion says its new platform will provide a way for everyone from a casual gamer
to the all-out don't bother me gamer, yeah.
And those usually have to do with the electronic sports celebrities to broadcast their live play to fans around the world. Most diehard gamers know it's going to be very hard to match Twitch. Even though Daily Motion has provided some live streaming for esports events, it remains to be seen if they can pull it off as well or even better. The video service does have 128 million monthly unique visitors and more than 2.5 billion video views every single month. So you can't count out the Daily Motion. And finally, while we're on the subject of gaming, here's the biggest dilemma since I don't know when. PS4 or Xbox One? I don't know which console to get. Even though most people have chosen PS4, being the sales figures are much higher than Xbox One, there's still those diehard gamers out there saying, oh, I just want to get both. Well, Eddie Zarek, and shall we say he's one damn serious gamer, has solved all of our problems of whom that cannot make up their mind on what system to get. He has combined the PS4 and the Xbox One, and it's into a form factor about the size of a laptop, and comes with a 1080p 22-inch screen. It's called the Playbox 4-1. It houses a PS4 on the left side and an Xbox One on the right side. Both consoles are powered by the same cord, though you cannot turn on both consoles at the same time because they will overheat. Yeah, that's mainly the Xbox fault. Unfortunately, Mr. Zurich isn't selling the boxes at the moment. This is only a prototype, but he is thinking about maybe this could be something that could be, I don't know, a little lucrative for the business world, huh? If you want to check it out, you can head on over to YouTube, just search for Playbox, the PS4 Xbox One combo laptop, and you can see his nifty little handiwork for yourself. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Oh, we'll be back tomorrow with Friday. Oh, I can't wait. I bet you can either. With another dose of the best tech news from the past 24 hours. Until then, again, my apologies for such a late episode today. I'll try to make up for it tomorrow. And thank you, as always, for taking the time to download and listen.